I mean, yeah, it's whenever you get voted to Pro Bowl, it doesn't matter if it's your first year or, you know, what Peyton Manning said, it, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your first year or your 18th year. It's still a, you know, an incredible honor to get voted by your peers. And, you know, for me, it's really like, it really takes a village to, you know, raise one person when it comes to me. For me to get a Pro Bowl, it's a whole list of guys that's involved from, you know, my mom and my dad, from my teammates, my coaches, you know, Shane and Shaq, my chef, my assistant, all of those guys, they, you know, pitch in to make my job a whole lot easier so I'm able to play at my full potential on game day. So it's a whole list of guys that that goes into the shout-out list when Von Miller gets a Pro Bowl.
What's that experience when you're there? I mean, because it's not just about on the field. There's so much stuff. There's so many guys you can spend time with that you usually don't get.
Yeah, I mean, I just like being around the guys, you know. I'm a locker room guy. So, you know, Pro Bowl locker room, Broncos locker room, I really don't, you know, matter to me. I just like being around the guys, you know, from, you know, Phillip Rivers to, you know, Le'Veon Bell, to really, you know, spend time with all these guys and, you know, really be on the same team for a week is dope. It's phenomenal. I really enjoy it.
Cool that you got to leave, but probably frustrating the guys like Chris didn't get the nod.
Yeah, that's just part of it. You know, we still the no-fly zone. The guys over at Jacksonville had, you know, an incredible year, and, you know, those guys are winning, going to the playoffs, so, you know, whenever it's something like that, it's, you know, it's hard to, you know, breaking it up. But he's right, you know, behind. When somebody's going to drop out, you know, Chris will be right there. So we'll have, you know, Chris until even a Pro Bowl. Pecco will be there too, you know, so it's great. And I feel like, you know, Pecco had a phenomenal year. You know, he's never been to a Pro Bowl. A phenomenal year, and, you know, I'm happy for all of those guys.
What's it like to see your name keep moving up among Mac, Champ, Atwater, those type of guys?
What was the names? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many Pro Bowls have you been to with the Broncos?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's dope. I mean, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not in the business to, you know, beat our guys on Pro Bowls. I'd rather, you know, beat them out on Super Bowls. You know, then we could talk about this. But, I mean, it's great, you know. It's just another indication of how long I've, you know, been here with the Broncos. So it's scary and cool at the same time.
I saw an Adidas ad that you were in with James Harden and and a bunch of these guys. What was that shooting experience like?
It was just me by myself. We just cropped together a little. It was dope. I mean, the imaginary James Harden and imaginary Damian Lillard and Paul Pogba, you know, it was dope. But a little movie magic did that. It was nobody really there at the time. It was just me.
Looked like you were visiting with somebody after practice.
Oh, yeah, Eric Berto. He contacted us. He's a senior. You know, dealing with some health problems, wanted to come out and see the Broncos. So, you know, made it happen for him. It's dope. Whenever you can do stuff like that, you know, especially right here at practice, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Vaughn, some of those guys in the locker room were talking about how it's frustrating that the season has not gone the way, obviously, that you expected it to. But these back-to-back wins have at least that positive feel. You get a little bit of that in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, it's the energy is back how it's supposed to be. You know, I wish we would have, you know, got like this, got this feeling like, you know, end of September, beginning of October, it had been, you know, great. But, you know, things don't really happen like that. You know, in the National Football League, you know, you're going to deal with adversity, you're going to deal with success. And, you know, you really got to handle, you know, both pretty much the same. You know, we'll close out this season the next 2 weeks and, you know, come back next year even stronger and better than where we were before. It's a given that we'll be better, you know, from the leadership down. You know, that's just the standard that we have. And I think this offseason will be, you know, a big one for us.
What do you see from Kirk Cousins and what he does so well?
I mean, whenever it comes to elite guys, it's just who they are, you know. It's just Kirk. Just Kirk Cousins, you know. He's good at everything. You know, with his contract and all this stuff, he's still been able to block that stuff out and go out there and perform at a high level. And if you're looking at quarterbacks doing that, it's easy if you're a receiver or – you know, linebacker or anything like that. But if you're a franchise quarterback and you got all this uncertainty about your contract, it could really deal with you. And for him to go out there and, you know, have the type of success that he's had over these last couple of seasons has been amazing. He's a true warrior, and he's continuing to get better, you know, every single week. So hats off to Kirk.
You've talked before about how good Trent Williams is. What do you
admire most about his game? Oh, he's just a dog, man. He's just a dog. You know, He's really a defensive guy playing on the offensive side of the ball. He's just a dog, you know. That's it. You know, he's out there playing hurt. You know, he's still playing at a, you know, all-pro level. He's just a beast. You know, he's He's a silverback, you know. When you're going against guys like that, you know, each and every play is tough. You know, he's a beast. So is Moses on the other side. So, you know, both of those guys, they have a, you know, a pretty good offensive line from tackle to tackle. So it's always great. You know, whenever we go against teams like that, it's great for me because you don't see, you know, a lot of help from all over. You can just really focus on, you know, your guys. So another great offensive line. And, yeah, looking forward to it.
What advice would you have for Shane? Like, it's become a lot last season because of the injury.
I would say it's loss.
No. So what advice do you give him as he goes into what is a huge year for him next year?
I wouldn't say it's loss. I mean, for him not to go on IR, you know, at the beginning of the season when, you know, you looking at the injury that he had and, you know, the adversity that he was dealt, you know, for him to not go on IR back then, that shows you the type of, you know, person, the type of player he is. And then to fight, you know, the rehab and injury and come back the way he did and, you know, still be able to produce and get sacks, you know, it shows you the type of, you know, person that he is. You know, he's Shane wasn't the same. You know, we all knew that, but that was because of his injury. And he was able to go out there and play and have success. For me, when I broke my thumb, my rookie season, I was like, man, they should have put me on IR, but I played through it. And that made me a better player. That following year, that was probably my, you know, my best year of my whole career. So, I'm a betting man. You're gonna see the same thing from Shane. You know, it's hard enough to play football with two hands, and he's played it with one. So when he gets two hands back, the game is gonna be a whole lot easier for him. So I'm looking forward to it. A little bit of adversity, but he'll be good on the long end.
How difficult is it for a pass rusher to have that cast-handed rim and really not be able to?
It's difficult, especially him playing on the right side. You know, his left hand, he's playing on the right side. His first hand of attack is his left hand. All offensive linemen are going to do is just knock that down. If you try to go in with your outside hand, they just grab you. So he was dealt, you know, an incredible hand. You know, for him to, you know, really mix and match and, you know, come out and, you know, play the way he played is dope. It shows you the type of, you know, player he is. It shows you the type of champion he is. He's a warrior.
No luck hunting this weekend?
Nah, and if I did, I wouldn't post it on Instagram anyway. they go crazy. You see me with a buck, it's all bleeding and stuff. Nah, I got children that follow my Instagram page. No luck. But I did like it though to go bow hunting, and I had never really been bow hunting before. And as a matter of fact, I've only had my bow for like a month. So to really, you know, work and, you know, spend all my spare time, you know, practicing a compound bow to get to the point where I was at, to sit in the tree stand, you know, 22 feet in the air and really get a shot, you know, it was dope.
Okay, thank you both.
Thank you guys, appreciate it.